It's the Rush Hour with MG. It is our round three preview podcast. We're going to be rolling these out every week during the season, MG. We want to give you short, bite-sized snapshots of the weekend of footy coming up and all of MG's tips for the game. So let's rattle into it, my friend.
Let's go.
Thursday night footy, Broncos, Eels at Suncorp Stadium. We got coverage from 7 p.m. on Triple M right here. We got Dan Ganane, Wendell Saylor, yourself, MG, and Big Ben Dobbin will be sidelined. Great call, team. Great game. Who do you like and why?
I like the Eels. I think that the Broncos are missing a couple of players. Look, they've got Lodge back, which is a big bonus. Eels are, they're 1-17 for mine, is in the top two or three in the competition at the moment. With the Broncos having a couple of major forwards out at the moment, I just think they're going to take a couple of weeks to get their rhythm back. So Eels by 4-6.
Ooh, I like it. Let's rattle into Friday night footy. We've got two games to get through. The first one, Cowboys v Titans. This one's happening up at North Queensland's brand new stadium. Coverage from 5:55. So no rush hour, but you can hear this game live from essentially 6 o'clock. Anthony Maroon, Gordon Tallis, Ryan Girdler. What are you thinking for this All Queensland clash?
Of course, the Cowboys.
Of course? Well, there's no need to speak about the Titans like that.
I know.
Right?
No, the Titans will have to prove to a lot of people, not just me, that they are a force this year. And what better way to start your campaign off against the Cowboys on their home deck? And if they show something, I want to see some spirit in the Titans. Just to, you know, the Cowboys will come out. You know, they've got Valentine Holmes and SA and Masters now in their back line, which makes them very potent. But the Titans got to show some grit. I think the Cowboys from between 10 and 12 points.
Just I forgot for a moment that Valentine Holmes is back in the NRL.
That's, I know. It's amazing, isn't
Holmes
it?
And Taumalolo.
And he's had the last 9 weeks to refine his body.
This game, though, the second game on Friday night, not calling this one, Roosters v Rabbitohs, Bankwest Stadium, the grudge match of round one, MG. We spoke to Adam Reynolds on the show during the week. Who do you like and why?
I like the Roosters, mainly because Boyd Cordon's back, and they don't usually lose three games in a row. Mm. Rabbitohs have had a disrupted last 8 weeks for more reasons than one. Look out for this young 5'8", Troy Dargan, to have a spirited game, and I think the Roosters forward pack might be a little bit too strong for the Rabbitohs forward pack. I think Roosters in a tight one, maybe 4 to 6 points.
Yeah, like that call, MG, although you weren't brave enough to say it to Adam Reynolds.
No. You can't do that to our guests.
That will be an absolute belter of a game. Probably match of the round there, Roosters v Rabbitohs. We move into the weekend. Saturday footy, and just the full complement is back on Triple M NRL. From 10, you've got the boys on Dead Set Legends with Big Wendell, Jude Bolton, Gus Wallen doing outstanding work. And then it rolls into the Saturday scrum from 12 p.m. Tony Squires, Gerds, Emma Lawrence. Fletcher's on board this weekend.
Yeah, Big Fletcher's on, and I think the week after we've got Nathan Brown on there. So we're bringing out all the stars
just
on now.
Bringing
on the scrum.
Some good blokes too. And Sterlow, of course. You can't forget that, man. And then from 3 o'clock, the Warriors-Dragons. Everyone's second favourite team against the team that's often finishing second or last. Warriors-Dragons, Central Coast Stadium, Anthony Maroon, Ryan Girdler, and Sterlow with the call of that one. Talk to me, MG.
All eyes are on the Dragons. We know that the Warriors, we know all about their plight. They're not expected to do much this season, and I think that sits well with them. They'll be underdogs like the Titans in most games, so they can get right under the radar. But the Dragons, well, they've got to do something in a positive. They've got to make a statement against the Warriors. And with all this built-up pressure and, you know, angst that we see coming from the Dragons, in some of it self-inflicted, some of it comes from outside noise. Mm. Let's see what they do on Saturday at 3 p.m. I think they'll beat the Warriors. I think they'll beat them by 12 points.
And you're putting the onus on that they're mostly on Ben Hunt. You think he's the man that needs to rediscover his best?
Well, he's an origin player, and he's got such a good kicking game. He's got a good running and passing game. I don't want to just single out one kid because that'd be unfair, but their forwards have got to get a big Kerr's back. I like him for the Dragons, and they've got an origin forward pack, an international forward pack, if you will, with James Graham. So, man, if you don't get a roll on with that pack, you'll never get one.
And MG, you take the paycheck, you take the pressure.
That's correct.
And he's got a big old paycheck. Yeah. Let's move on to the second game on Saturday afternoon. This is between the Sharkies, who
Wow.
More than anyone else, maybe just only a touch over the Rabbitohs, but just want to get out and play football and stop talking about everything else with the Bronson Cherry drama. Sharks taking on the Tigers. This one's at Bankwest Stadium. We don't have this call on Triple M, but it's going to be a cracking game nevertheless.
If you asked me on Monday who I was going to pick, I was picking the Sharks because I thought they had Moylan, Dugan and Sherry in their side. But unfortunately for them, they don't. They've got one.
Yeah, no Moylan.
No, yeah, Dugan. They're act of good faith in letting go. Josh Morris has come back to bite them on the arse big time. Their back line is, their three-quarter line in particular, is so severely depleted that the Tigers will take advantage of that. And I think the Tigers might put 10 to 12 points on the Sharkies.
There's some, that's probably, for mine, that's one of the top three games this weekend, the Sharks taking
intrigue,
on the Tigers.
It's intriguing,
going to be a good one. This one is definitely, it's a quinella. It's top two, if not the best one. Melbourne Storm taking on the Raiders, Amy Park. This one's the Saturday night game. No Triple M call of this game, but we ran through that Melbourne 1-17 the other day. Aside from the centres, it's just strong everywhere. And then you've got a Canberra Raiders team, MG, that you think's going to win the whole comp.
Well, we remember this game last year in the semi-final down there when was it Papali who got hit with the fireworks before the game had started, or was it Tarpany or someone like
that?
The crowd was boisterous. BJ Lalua flicked the pass into Bateman, who scored the winning try. Yes. Well, how things have changed. BJ's not there anymore. John Bateman's not playing. Let's see how the Raiders will respond after a week of being in the papers for the wrong reasons. Melbourne just sit down there in their little abode, just, you know, knitting away, typing away on their, whatever they're typing on, just waiting for their next victim to come and join them. And the Storm, I think, will be too strong for the Raiders. But I don't think by much. I think by 6 to 8 points.
One more prediction for that game, please. Will Cam Smith be clean-shaven, or will the Grizzly Adams beard still be there?
No, clean as a whistle.
Clean as a whistle.
Unless he's kind of gone with my look, when you start to recede on top, you want to have some semblance of hair on your body, on your face. So you start to grow a beard. So if I'd like to see him shave his head and then come out with a beard, that'd look awesome. Reinvent himself.
This is going to be a controversial thing to say, MG. I think Cam has been pharmaceutically enhanced upstairs.
Oh, you reckon it's the.
I think Cam might be just exploring his options, just, you know.
Rookie pointing
in type. In the way that he's extending his career completely naturally, I think he might be looking to extend the lifetime of his hair.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with hanging on to it. And I'll put my hand up as somebody who's probably headed down that path not too far away as well.
Yeah, you'll shave yours, won't you? You can't have the comb over.
No.
Or the brush forward.
I don't know.
Look, I've got you'd look good with a buzz cut.
These are decisions I've got to make. At some point.
And it's very soon.
The thing about a buzz cut, and I know we're getting sidetracked, the thing about a buzz cut, though, and this is why you can pull it off, you've got to stay fit.
Yeah, you do.
You don't want to be a fat man with a bald head.
No. You've got to be fit. Well, you're a fit boy.
Yeah, I know, but it's hard for me to stay that way.
Yeah, okay.
Crap metabolism.
Shave your head.
Blame my parents. All right, I think we tipped the Storm. I lost track.
I did, yeah, by 4 to 6 points.
Hey, let's move to Sunday. Two more games to get through, but not before the Sunday sin bin from 1 p.m. Anthony Maroon, Paul Kent, James Hooper and Gordon Tallis. You just know. Yeah. Something's going to be said, in that 3 hours on air between 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock with those names, Kenty will say something, or Hoops and Gordy will weigh in, and all of a sudden Anthony Maroon will be sending people back to their corners.
Yeah, that's a great listen.
But then from 4 p.m, your Panthers suit up against the Knights, Campbelltown Stadium, Dangonane. Nathan Brown, Wendell Saylor and Brent Reed will be sidelined for this one.
Yeah, it's the clash of who can be without their star backline player and perform better. Nathan Cleary for the Panthers is out. We all know what for. And Kalen Ponga is out for a week due to a suspension for a shoulder charge in round two. So I think the Panthers will miss Cleary more than Newcastle will miss Ponga. Mm. Saying that, I think the Panthers will win. I think the Panthers at they're playing at Bankwest this game. Yep, Bankwest Stadium. These two, I think, will both be up there this year. I think both these teams mirror each other, I think, as far as expectations go. Forward power, both very equal. Backline power, very equal. It's around the halves where I'm worried, if as a Panther man, that Junior Pierce is a great ball player. And but he hasn't got Ponga there. That's a big loss. Young Hoy, Tex Hoy at fullback. Can't wait to watch him play. I think Panthers by 2 points.
Yeah, you just worry that without Cleary, what Pierce might be able to do is expose those that inexperienced Panthers halves making. But
maybe.
I understand why you got to tip him. And then the final game of the weekend. How good is Sunday night? Or, you know,
I love it.
Twilight footy.
I love it.
Sea Eagles taking on Bulldogs. This one again at Central Coast Stadium. Ben Dobbin, Kevy Walters, the Queensland coach, jumping in alongside Gordon Tallis as well. An all Queensland call team for this one. Look, the honest workhorse Bulldogs outfit. Again, at this point, time of recording, still no Aidan Tolman in the lineup.
No.
Taking on a Seagulls team that is strengthened by the presence of both Trbojevic boys fit.
Yeah, well, I just mentioned the Panthers and Knights kind of mirror each other as far as teams go. These two do as well, as far as you know what you're going to get out of both teams. They're not going to stop for 80 minutes. They're going to keep overachieving on the footy field until they get the win. Doggies last season came home with a wet sail and looked good. Start this season, I think they're 0-2. Manly look good. Tommy Turbo and Jake Trbojevic are their main men, obviously, but their front row is where they get all the go forward with Fenua Blake and Marty Tapau. And they've got a great back row as well with Sirin and Thompson. So I'm thinking Manly by around the 10 to 12 point mark, I think.
That's fair enough. All right, just to recap MG's tips for round three, which starts again. How good is it to have footy back? Eels, he tips to beat the Broncos. He's got the Cowboys over the Titans. The Roosters to beat the Rabbitohs and get their first win of the season. Dragons to knock off the travelling Warriors. The West Tigers to defeat the Sharks, who are weathering the Bronson Cherry Storm. Speaking of storms, Melbourne Storm to beat Raiders. MG likes the Panthers to beat the Knights. And finally, he has Manly getting the win over the Bulldogs. There is our round three preview. Great to be doing previews again, MG.
Fantastic.
More importantly, I can't wait to do a review once a round of footy has been played.
Yeah, Monday.
See you Monday.